Do you agree with you guys being 直男?
I mean, I'm still trying to like understand the concept, honestly. Yeah. I don't know if it's like an insult or like, I mean, she kept backtracking, right? She's like, no, it's a compliment. And then, but like, it was like everything that she said, like, oh, they're simple and this and this and this. And like, your wife thinks, I'm just like, what?
Julia didn't want to offend us because she's such a sweet person.
Yeah.
I don't know, 直男, it's like, I never really thought about it, but according to her, I'm like very 直男.
Yeah.
According to her, you are number one out of us three.
But I don't see myself as that. But maybe that's exactly what a 直男 person would say, right?
Yeah.
But to some degree, I got the feeling that you agree with that assessment of yourself a little bit.
No, right? I was disagreeing. Remember, I was saying, I'm really, like, you know, home.
He was going out of his way to prove that he was not.
Yeah. Especially when she... especially when she's like, not only do I think you're 直男, but I talked to your wife, and she said you are 直男. And I'm like, well, I'm doing something wrong.
Right? Well, according to her, because we're taking it from a very Western perspective where there's a negative connotation to that. Mm. According to her, she's saying it's not a negative thing.
Yeah.
Right? In the Chinese context.
If anything, it's preferred.
Mm.
Is that coconut?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm snacky and I eat. Mm-hmm. It's not like I snack and then I don't eat dinner.
Yeah.
It's like... a snack, and then I eat a huge dinner.
But I do feel like you're very 10,
mm.
based off of the definition.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 10 or 10?
10. Because Eric, what it means is that whenever food is mentioned or in front of him, he'll never reject it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a form of like a gluttony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah,
it's like,
I've actually never heard of 10 until today.
Really?
Yeah, no one's ever said that to me.
Mm. Yeah. But you know all about sa jiao, but...
I know.
You are
all
the king of
sa jiao.
Yeah.
King
of sa jiao. Yeah. And randomly also 直男. That's a very weird combo, right? He's 直男 and he's sa jiao.
No, I'm the victim of sa jiao.
Yeah, you're the victim of sa jiao.
That was fun, though. We got to use a little bit of Chinese on this one, which is good.
There's a lot of Chinese in this one.
Yeah. Listeners, after listening to this episode, let us know. Did you really enjoy this one? Do you want us to start using more Chinese on this show? Is that something you guys would like? Or not. Let us know. Our guest today was Julia. She's a great friend of the show. It's always such a great and fun time talking to her. She's like part of us.
Yeah. I agree.
So, without further ado,
here we go.
Friend of the show.
Welcome, Julia.
Welcome, Julia.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, guys.
Hello.
This is funny because Julia is our realtor.
Yep.
Yeah. So she helped us find this studio. She's helped all of us and our friends find great apartments in Shanghai. So we formed this friendship and bond with Julia. I think over the years, and she's been such a wonderful person for us and such a great resource, but also really just great to talk to. So welcome.
开始了吗？开始了，开始了。people always do that。而且我们今天也是想，我们偷偷摸摸的开始。好的，我们想，我们其实想看看这个
bilingual,
right? Like this bilingual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Julia's going to use mostly Chinese.
好的，好的，这样我会更自然。嗯，对。
Well, wait, can she do a quick self-intro?
Yeah, do a quick self-intro.
Because, like...
I'll add one thing, right?
Because there's, like, multiple facets to Julia. But what impresses me and what has impressed me over the years is that, like, yeah, you know, there's this whole, like, searching for real estate kind of thing. But it's, like, when you actually get in the conversation, like, she's so fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, she is a businesswoman. She started her own business. Like, you know, she... you know, got her MBA and just her thinking is very, very different.
Mm-hmm. She's got a very curious mind.
Yeah, the mindset. So I'm just kind of curious, like, if how she wants to introduce herself, right?
Thank you for the introduction. Mm-hmm. I have to.
我是来自
Eric, 喜欢 put people on the spot.
Yeah. On the pedestal.
On the pedestal.
就我很开心来着，因为三个我认识的大男生，然后呢跟你们聊，然后跟你们聊，我会很开心，所以也谢谢这个机会。 我在上海 09年到的上海，现在第15年了。我爱这个城市，也爱在这个城市里看到的人。我也是你们的 fans 很久很久了，先是认识 Justin， 然后开始听你们的节目，也看到了你们的成长，也很有幸你们的 studios 就是我找的。
对，所有的 studios 你们找，你
对对对，
对，所以我也是在跟着这个城市和我的生活一起成长，所以很开心作为一个中文 speaker 来到你们的这边，希望也能给节目带来一点不一样的想法，希望能做到。
那从你个人的角度，你会不会希望我们多用一点中文？
我觉得上海的听众或者是国际的听众也是很多的，我觉得中文可以给你们带来不一样的想法和不一样的嘉宾，可以把一些问题也许会聊得更深入，也许会从不同的文化角度去想，我觉得是可以值得尝试的。
Well, okay, let me ask you this. And we're going to use English and Chinese.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up. Just be natural, right? But so, like, it seems like a lot of the listeners are able to understand, like, at least part of the show, right? Like, 我经常听到就是那个 comments 里面，然后 like the most common comment is like, 哇，我果然这次我基本上都能听懂， right? So,
我能听懂 70%.
Yeah, and then they're like really happy, right? And so I think like just getting exposed to different languages is kind of cool, right? So for you, like number one is like when you listen to the show, like because your English is really good and you study a little bit in the US, like how much can you understand and what are the parts that you can't understand?
Actually, my English is not so good. It's not my major. but mostly, if I don't listen carefully, maybe I can get 80 to 90%.
Yeah.
90,
95%. 那你这个已经是
That's a lot.
很高。
就是对我来说已经不是练英文了，而且我工作中也碰到很多外国人，所以对我来说英文可能听不是一个 practice， 我可能是想了解它的内容。比如说你们讲到一个话题，哎，我想看这个餐厅是怎么运营的，他碰到了什么问题，那我可能是为了内容而听，我不是为了学英语去听。
对
啊，所以我还是对你们的话题是感兴趣的。
Yeah, 但是 like I think to Eric's point, I think something you hinted at earlier, 就在你听我们的 podcast 的时候，会你听起来会感觉比较费力呢？
我如果不仔细听，是的，就是我不可以把它作为我 work 的 background 的啊，我需要还是要去花时间去听。如果我把它作为了 background， 我是听不太进去的，我就不知道你在说什么。我觉得即使是中文，我也不能就是那么轻松。中文可以，但比这个要轻松一点。
So, because we have this debate, right? So the debate is kind of we're starting to hint at, which is like we're an English language show, but we're based like but our audience is very much.Like English is their second or third language. But we're based in Shanghai. And then we're like, okay, well, what if we had more Chinese speaking guests? Right. But then we would have to shift some of the language in the show. And we were debating the merits of that.
Yeah,
because it's kind of like if you were in the US, and let's say like you were a Chinese language show, and you're just like 反过来, and you're in the US, right? And you're in a Chinese language show.And all our guests are in Chinese, then you miss out on all of the English speakers in America. And then you think, like, in China, like, how many interesting people they are. And part of it is, like, we want to bridge the gap. We want to really understand China better for ourselves as well. And, like, then we don't have access to a lot of these people. And today is a little bit of an experiment because, like, there is a hybrid as well.Because if the guests can understand English perfectly, then we can use both languages. And if they can kind of speak both languages. But think about how many like great Chinese guests there are that can't speak English and they can't understand English. Then we can't get into some of those topics. So it's kind of a debate, you know?
Yeah. And I could mention that we tried once doing a mostly Chinese episode, if you remember. And
we sounded so dumb.
Guangmu.
Yeah, Guangmu. And...
We've done more than one, though.
Yeah.
Catherine,
exactly. But what I'm saying is that I remember seeing like some people's comments, because remember we had a survey, and I don't know if it was a survey or if it was left in the comment section.
It was a survey.
But, you know, some people said, yeah, you guys are much more eloquent in English.
I mean, but we are.
I do feel 你们三个人其实中文挺好的、嗯、你们在中国也生活了十多年所以其实有的时候我跟 Eric 聊天他所说的中文的深度其实让我觉得很好呀而且
不是但是他不代表我们三个
你
的中文是最好的
没有了没有因为No, you always say this, 但 I don't, 不并不是
It's different style.
因为就比如说像 OK 好在工作当中用中文最多的不是我是 Howie I at work I use like 99% English
And yet your Chinese is still better than his
No, I don't know but like Howie No, I don't read in Chinese like my, I can't read in Chinese but Howie actually leads teams and like produces work in Chinese so I think your Chinese is also fine like I actually think it's okay
I think maybe like day-to-day communication it's fine yeah. 但是 my biggest problem it's not a problem just concern I guess in terms of confidence in bringing on like let's say a guest that can't speak any English at all is that it's not really about the guests it's more about us or me I'll speak for myself
the dynamic
it's the dynamic and it's the interviewing skills mm. I think because I have a hard enough time trying to express my honest thoughts in English like I have a hard enough time doing that already in my native tongue now if I were to switch to Chinese it'll just get even worse I mean that's just the reality
I get it.
I mean, I might be thinking it's worse than it is, but nonetheless, the reality is it will not be as good as in my English. So I'm just worried about the quality of the overall conversation dropping. You know, I would love to get more Chinese guests on the show. I have nothing against that at all. I'm just worried about, are we still going to be able to, number one, I'm worried about two things. One is, are we still going to be able to do as good of a show and have as good of a conversation? And two, what do our listeners really want to hear? I mean, we're in China. That's true. But there's so many great Chinese podcasts, Chinese language podcasts out there. Why swim in their ocean? And why not stick to our lane and do what we're good at? I mean, I'm just playing. I'm just like arguing both sides.
Let's throw the ball to like let's let Julia respond to that. And I anyways.
First, I would say, don't worry, be happy, just do yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, firstly,
不要纠结。
对, 不要有那么多的担心。
不要纠结。
I love saying that.
Don't worry, be happy. Yeah,
don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
然后, we should play that song right now, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, Julia also is like, 心理学, you send for us.
Yeah.
I'm a female.
Very much so.
就是
我们 EQ 太低了。
还有就是你刚刚提到那个问题,我觉得,哎呀,讲中文真舒服。就是,
讲没事。
对,就是,其实,很多很多的这种节目，但是我在乎的是你的想法，你脑袋里的东西，而不是你用英文或者英文来表达。所以你刚刚担心有那么多的节目讲中文的，为什么我？因为你是 Justin 啊，因为你是 Howie， 因为你是 Eric 呀，我要听的是你们的成长背景所带给我的东西，所以你们就是这一点就是 special 的。我觉得语言只是一个呈现，只要你的 audience 可以听得懂就可以了。所以。
但是我
担心那么多，
我担心的就是我如果我用中文的全中文的话，我很多东西可能就表达不出来。
你的中文水平就跟我的英文水平一样，我的有的时候也会被人笑，但是我觉得你的那种比如说 ABC 的一种一些说法其实还蛮好笑的，就是在你的就是我们有时候小时候
比如
比如我们小时候 看港台明星的他的一些笑话，他的一些笑点我们 get 不到，就是你的脑袋说出来的那些话是我们 get 不到的点，这反而是你的特色啊。你所理解的它不够深度，但其实是从你的角度，那你就像小孩子说话他看到的是本质问题一样，你不用问的那么深入，但你问的是很根本的问题一样你问的反而是 the key point so
why
like
but I, okay well, I remember the last time when we were met up and hung out we talked about a lot of funny stuff and actually you brought up 你刚刚提到就是有的时候因为我们的想法可能会跟本地人会有点不一样然后包括有一些幽默感是有一点不一样那我在想就是你记得我们上一次他说的什么东西你笑出来了然后你就说就好奇怪有这个点
有吗
你记得对我
有但我忘记是什么
了我也忘了哦切
我不是
我 what about that whole like 直男 thing
直男费
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I looked up 直男 on the way because I
Oh, 撒娇 also.
Oh, yes. But this is 直男 I looked up because I didn't really know the definition.
I still don't know.
但是我不知道翻译的准不准。他说就是一个 straight man. 就是直接翻译，是用百度翻译的。他就说 straight man.
Well, let's put context to this. Why are you talking about 直男 right now?
I don't know.
你为什么在为什么提到直男
？Last time it came up, I don't even know how it came up last time. Do you know how it came up?
因为他说你
我说 Justin
是非常直男，
非常直男。
我又说非常了，你自己加的非常。
然后你说
超相当的，
你说 Howie 是非常不直男。
对对，你说我不直男。
然后我给了个理由，我觉得那个理由不准确。
那 OK， 直男的意思是什么呢？
OK， 先给 like, 我真的不知道。
我有当面问安 Eric 是不是直男，安的回答是 Eric 在直男里面是战斗机级别的，你懂 ？I totally agree.
It's just like very
aggressive.
战斗机是 like fighter class,
yeah, like combative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what is it though?Because I always just thought it meant you're straight. So I was like, okay, yeah, okay, fine. It's like, I mean, I don't care, but like, it's fine, right? But it's not. It has nothing to do with your...
对啊，所以直男的意思是什么？
我不是专业的，但是就我的理解来说，他的意思就是你是一个就是首先你是 straight man, 然后你可能你的思维方式就比较的男性化。
就是经典的男人的想法。
然后你不太会去考虑女生的，不太懂女生的点。就是Eric 几年前我可能没有发现，我可能觉得你有一点直男，我今年我发现你特别的直男。
Basically it's like an insult.
No,
it's not an insult.
It's not an insult. It's
no,
even
you don't
good...
even think like
it's almost like toxic masculinity.
Yes,
is it?
Toxic, yes. Man, yes,
yes, that's what it is.
Toxic masculinity.
But that's 在国外，在美国 toxic masculinity, 你知道这个，你听过这个吗？
可以帮我解释一下吗？
就是非常 man, 但是超过一个程度，就是说 like you're very
No, it's the stereotype of what a man should be.
Okay, 第一，在国外 toxic masculinity 这个 term 呢是 is a very negative term.
我觉得直男现在没有那么 negative 了。
Okay, it's different. Okay, it's different.
没有那么、
yeah.
对。
Uh-huh.
嗯，他其实很多女生还是喜欢直男的，因为直男简单。就我来说，我觉得直男很简单。
Okay, okay. So 继续描述 ，let's not interrupt.
嗯， 嗯，然后就是。不太会哄女孩子、
嗯
啊、然后不太会创造浪漫，大概是这些。我也有意思的。
那女生为什么要找这种男生？ Not romantic, right? Don't understand women. Don't know how to like coddle them, right? Like, why would they want us?
Don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
Because this kind of man is
it's like 男人坏坏女人，男人不坏女人不爱 like what like it's like 反过来 right?
嗯哼。
我有问一个小姑娘，二十多岁的小姑娘，然后她跟我说，直男的我不完全同意这个观点。她说，直男的对面可能他什么都会，他就是渣男了。渣男你们懂吗？
嗯， no. 我知道，渣男就是花心啊，
gigolo.
对对 ，like a gigolo。
Like a okay.
如果你啥都会
like a Casanova.
Okay, so if you were that smooth, then they wouldn't want you because then you would be in bed with every other girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're a smooth talker, yeah. Smooth operator.
It's kind of a underhanded kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it's not
a good
yeah,
thing.
It's not a good thing. I'm not taking it as a good thing.
As a guy, you want to be known as a 渣男.
Yeah. Well, without the negative
without
part.
Without the negative
because
part.
It's like toxic masculine. Because, so, 我是觉得就是说And this is an interesting topic, 就是文化的差异。就是说
还有男女的差异。
比如说我讲水 right? 因为是个很简单的 concept, water, 水 it's the same thing. There's not really a huge difference, right? But if you say like toxic masculinity, how do you, you know, translate into Chinese? And then 你说直男怎么 translate into English? So I think it's fascinating, the cultural difference, and going back to what Julio was saying about the show, is that people are interested in how we see the world, even from a linguistic point of view.
Yeah, because a lot of things don't directly translate from Chinese to English or vice versa. And so it relies on, I think what you're saying is kind of like, not only your individual perspective, but the cultural perspective on how you translate that meaning across cultures.
And it brings a lot of potential judgment and bias.
Yeah.
So like the whole 直男 thing and the 渣男 thing and all that stuff, right? It's that cultural context, mm-hmm. but also it's like the judgment of society and where it leans too. Because some of these terms like toxic masculinity didn't exist 100 years ago.
It didn't even exist 15 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah. Okay. So then...
But I never felt like I was like toxic masculinity.
You're so toxic.
No, 所以你是 Julia, 你是从在听我们节目就感觉我是比较直男吗？
But no, hold on. 直男 is not toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it's
anyways,
not the equivalent.
It's not the
yeah,
same.
Yeah.
我觉得你还是蛮直接和简单的，不是听你的 show、
okay. 就笨笨的是吗？ 就笨笨呆呆的是吗？
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
你比较简单。
That's why Anne's parents like me so much, because I'm just like 笨笨呆呆的。
比如说在美国，如果你说一个人比较简单， that's not a good thing. That you're very simple.
Yeah, because we have something called simpleton.
Yeah, that means you're very dumb. You're like very dumb.
Yeah, culture difference. Yeah.
这是 culture difference. 说你简单，就像我们女生，你们刚刚告诉我，就像我觉得直男不是坏的。你们觉得渣男拿掉 negative part 也是一个好的，这也让我觉得有点意外啊！原来男生都想变不是 negative 的渣男，嗯，就
yeah,
我觉得直男是很好的
yeah, but,
OK
就是
我可以说他是个 compliment 吗？
OK OK So what about like so the people are, like the guys around you, right? So what'sIf you're not, 如果你不 OK, 如果你不是渣男，你也不是直男，有没有别的 category?
就 Howie.
Howie 这种就是情商很高，他很能 get 我们女生的点，知道你现在想。
Oh my God.
所以他比较女性化嘛，是在他个性，他想法。
这跟女性化没有关系，他就是他 EQ 高。嗯他可以很快的。他可以 get 你的情绪。
So
we have me, Justin, I have low EQ. That's why we fight all the time, because we have low EQ. We're always fighting, right? You never get in on the fights. That explains it.
It's not about, he's just very conflict adverse. So he avoids conflict.
Oh.
Me and you were less so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You feel we can be good,
Jamie. Oh my God, you're calling me.
You're one of the girls. You're one of the sisters.
I'm a Jamie.I'm a Jamie.
完了，这个节目得罪人得多了。
Hold on.
So would you rather be a 直男 or a Jamie? That's really the question now.
Yeah. Either I don't care because there.
So maybe I'm kind of happy with the 直男 now.
Yeah, you're really happy with the 直男 now.
If I didn't make
I'm okay with the 直男
now. If I didn't make it into the elite 渣男 category, fuck, I don't care. So, 如果是十个男生里面，假设 OK， 一百个男生里面有多少的比重是渣男？有多少的比重是直男？有多少的比重是？Something else.
我没有认识那么多人，这个，但我觉得大部分男生还是蛮
直
男的，对，不是那么多，就是有 EQ， 就是懂得去关心女生或懂她的点的人还是蛮少的。
Bullshit. I'm like 关心 like a mofo.
But that's you. 你是小众。
No. I'm saying she says I'm 直男. My wife says I'm 直男. But I'm like 关心 like crazy. I made her coffee this morning. I mean, like to me.I'm like,
she's laughing because、
so、
like, who the
like if
that
you think,
makes you good.
If you think I'm like 直男 now, you don't even know me before we got married. I was like fucking like, you know, iron rod 直男 like I didn't give a shit, you know.
你会做表格，你会做很多啊 season two.
What are some of the qualities of 直男 besides just like I don't know how to.You know, talk with
哄女生，
哄女生。
Yeah, Howie is good at that.
Oh, you're good at it.
No. Howie is.
Howie.
因为你说 OK， 你刚刚说我是比较像姐妹。
我没有说语言，你自己说的。我觉得你比较懂女生。
You almost said it. You're like G. And that's 姐妹。That come on.
I heard it.
就是
我的 EQ 很高，我能猜。
就是你是特别能懂我。比如说我可能现在卡住了，你会帮我，他会立马的感觉到我的情绪，然后来 counter help， 就这种。所以
这个直男对男生这个概念有没有？那女生方面有没有女生的直男呢？
女生是直女，我觉得
直女是什么样子？
I thought that was
我觉得像我这样也还蛮直女的，就是有什么说什么，不太去粉饰。
哦，北方人，
要北方，要东北人嘛？东北人不是这样
吗？就比较直接。
对，我知道你是南方人，但是
对，但是就是我们的脑袋
也
是
直男直女啊。
我觉得 Anne 也是啊。
Super.
还有就是一根筋。就是我觉得 simple 没有什么好，我觉得就你直接说，我也直接回。他跟我觉得是 cultural difference， 不是说就是呆呆的，不是这种意思。就是我们是很简单的，直来直往的。我觉得挺好的。我觉得我也是直女。就比如说我问一个女生，我说你帮我，她说如果我要叫一个男生帮我开水，我就不喝这个水，大不了。我觉得这就一个很直女的表现。我大不了就不喝，我可以忍呐、啊。他就可以。
哦，你说要让那个男生去
帮他开水的话，
他喜欢撒娇，
要到撒娇了。
不是，就是你刚才说的那个 example 是一个直女的一个表现。
对，他可能就宁愿我不要这个东西，或者我就 我也不想去，
就比较简单一点，
对，比较简单一点，
他就觉得不用男生的帮助是吗？
对，有的时候真有的时候
也不是这个意思，
不是，
就简单一点啊，就是你的 EQ 怎么那么低啊，真是这么直男了，真是
他找到机会说你了
他很喜欢找这种机会 but I
do think it's interesting because I've heard that term thrown around a lot and I never understood what it meant, so now like when I hear it I can like think about what context, you know, I can learn about that word because it seems like it's used a lot. I mean, I hear it a lot.
直男和直男癌不一样，直男癌 cancer 它是有一点 negative 的，但直男现在我觉得不，它不是一个贬义词。嗯啊，而且我觉得很多男生不懂什么叫直男。我有这周我有问我老公，他也说，问我先生，他也说不知道什么叫直男，可能在你们眼里就是 straight。
所以直男的人根本就不知道直男，但是一个 definition of 直男，
有可能
就笨笨呆呆的嘛。
嗯哼，
也不一定是
直接
的。Yeah, simple.
Yeah, no, 开玩笑，开玩笑。
很直接， yeah.
就不用想那么多，不要不会那么头痛。
这样也好啊，所以说女生很多是喜欢直男的，因为这种人比较简单，就是很简单，你不用去担心他会有太多。
一就一嘛，二就二嘛。
但我觉得有这东西不是那么黑白的 ，OK? And the reason is that it's like 直男 in that particular area, we don't think, I mean, like, it's like we're not simple in terms of like other areas of our life. Like, there are certain areas of the life where maybe I'm very, like, I think a lot about it, all the different angles, right? But in terms of my relationship, like with my wife or something, I'm not gonna like play all these games.Because I don't want to, right? So I think, like, it's interesting how a lot of guys are perceived as 直男 and they're just, like, simple. But it's like, that doesn't represent us in every facet of our life. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's complexity. Like, we can be complex in other parts of our life. It's just that we're perceived as simple in our relationships because we just, it's just like, it doesn't even occur to us to want to play a game in that area.
就不要头痛。
Yeah, like, it's just
like,
就不
会玩游戏嘛。
Yeah, why would I do that?
那直男是不是也不懂浪漫呢？
嗯，是。哦，你懂浪漫对吗？
嗯，我觉得我脑筋里面是懂的，但是我不会表现出来。
嗯，
大部分的时间不会表现出来。
嗯，
但是你要我真正的去浪漫 ，I think I can, I know what to do, but I just don't do it
okay,
most of the time.
So, 什么是浪漫？比如说，like 什么可以去呈现出来浪漫 ？Like 什么行动 ？Like what is 浪漫？
就是小到一个抱抱亲亲，或者大到一个你 set 一个什么样的 surprise， 我觉得都是。
Did I do that shit all the time?
我天天都抱抱亲亲的。
Yeah, Eric's like, 我一直抱抱亲亲。
I check everything off on the list.
我一直在抱抱亲亲。
一直抱抱亲亲。I made her coffee in the morning and I 抱抱亲亲。
Yeah, coffee in the morning, 抱抱亲亲。
And you are the 战斗机。
Dude, like when the phone rings and it's his and Justin's wife is like normally he's like, "Wait, yeah," and then his wife calls it. It's like, "Huh?
Normally, normally it's like, "Yangzhou."
Yeah, and then he'll be like, "No, yeah, we're almost done. I'm
coming
back.
Coming on, baby.
All right, I'm coming back. All right."
I think it's pretty common even here too, right?The way people react, 就是如果老公老婆打电话过来，突然
声音都会变，
对，声音变啊，对对对，
不是每个人声音都会变，
是吗？
但是也得看这老公老婆多少年了。
哎，那我可不可以 ？OK， 换个角度，
嗯
，OK， so we just talked about 直男 from your perspective and 直女 ，right？ And we haven't really talked about from our perspective what our sort of I guess classifications are in terms of a male or a female,
like stereotypes.
The stereotypes, exactly. So, what in terms of like for us?
Okay,
like,
so
know, what do you think?
So, like for we can start with like guys.
Yeah.
Okay,
like the popular, the popular classifications.
Okay. Well, so we like 男生去看男生 right? Yeah, definitely. There is the we call it the player, and that's like the 渣男 guy.
Player.
The player, 因为他很喜欢 play, like, play, you know,
玩女生
or 男生
他就当泡妞像个游戏一样
Yeah.
对
but it could be, I mean, anything, right? It could be like, there's a player on, like, you can be a player regardless of your orientation.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a more modern term for that, or the, or people still use player.
Player?
Yeah, it's like so 90s, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's pretty common. Mm.
But I feel like from the Western 角度, I feel like when we were growing up, it was more of a time where maybe there were these like stereotypes of like, okay, the stereotypical man, the women, you can classify more. I don't know. I get the feeling nowadays in this like younger generation in the States and in the West, like these stereotypes have completely gone out the window. I don't know like if they would even accept these stereotypes anymore. Mm.
Right.
It, yeah, it just seems
society
like
society has changed.
There's
so
like
much.
No buckets anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's like the reality or just the mindset around it, you know, or the conversation mm-hmm. around it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm.
中国有很多网络用语，这都是年轻人用的一些网络用语，还是蛮popular的。比如说，就我们刚刚说的这些，还有一些什么YYDYS啊这种。我们已经，哦YYDS，YYDS，yeah，yeah，yeah。What is YYDS？永远的神，永远的神。What does that mean？是拼音的缩写。No，no，no，我知道，意义，但是永远的神是什么意思呢？
search 一下
forever the god or
就是说他很厉害，很经典的一个大神，很厉害的，很牛的一个东西啊，对
like New Balance nobility
对，就是 Austin 就是这种特别好。所以如果是说，比如说
Justin 的这种 hosting 主持这个 podcast 能力，是不是 YYDS？
是，你们都是。
YYDS, Justin. All right. This show, this episode is called, is brought to you by YYDS. Okay.
YYDS. Well, actually, I feel like 现在, 反正近几年吧, in the West, at least in American culture, the use of alpha and sigma and beta male is used a lot.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Say more about Throwing that.
Out. So the alpha male is the leader, the confident, the take control kind of guy. Right.
The more
confident.
Wants to control others.
And then you have dominant.
Yeah, right? Dominant.
And then you have the sigma male, which is more like self-reliant, kind of like a homebody, like doesn't care about women, doesn't care about anything.
Isn't sigma supposed to be like the rarest of the men?
I don't know if it's the rarest, but here it says independent and self-reliant, similar to an alpha, but outside the social hierarchy.
Mm.
And then the beta male. Is the right-hand man to the alpha, reserved but reliable. But beta also people, also in a negative context, is they're pushovers.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, well, you're subordinate.
Yeah.
It seems pretty narrow though, right? Like you're just covering like some of the extremes, like most people wouldn't fit under these categories. And it's like also context specific.
Of course. But now these days in social media, it's all about simple definitions, right? You have to categorize simply.
Yeah, I always like, I think, and I've definitely, I haven't heard of sigma, but like alpha, beta, I mean, that's like, people have used that for a long time, probably in different contexts. But if I think about the sigma, I always admired the sigma.
Yeah.
Like they just did their own thing, marched to the beat of their own drummer kind of thing. Like,
I feel like he's a bit sigma, actually.
Yeah, he's a bit
honestly.
Sigma, yeah.
He's a little bit sigma, Justin.
I've been hearing more and more about sigma males in social media. When they talk about this stuff, they're almost, it's usually like talking about the sigma male.
Yeah,
and
it's like
that's
the,
where
like
I
the,
heard it's a more
it's
rare.
Like the hot girls, like, you know, all the guys are like drooling over and the sigma male's like, I don't give a fuck. You know?
Yeah.
Who are you? You know?
Like wants to be outside of the system. Kind of, exactly.
Like have their own place. Like, you know, their own grid, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
the
go
lone
out
wolf
and
guy.
Hike and, you know, live in a tent.
Yeah,
whatever.
So that's the I guess the main three. Is the sigma, the beta, and the alpha.
但是这种不是说经常用，不像什么直男什么的。但是 alpha
这个就是用很多啊。Top
dog
是经常被用的。从你们女生的角度跟其他女生交流，会不会有这样的一些话题，或者有没有这样子想法？对其他女生，你会去归类不同的女生吗？不会。当然会。怎么可能？哪一种归类？就任何一种归类。OK，我知道，比如说。
很多人会觉得，比如说上海女生就是某一某种。哦，最近的《繁花》不是很火，大概有几类的上海女生，像老板娘，我就看了一些片段，但是那像汪小姐，还有林子这样，就是不同类型的上海女生，那种这种归类会，她是比较强势一点，或者是比较小女生一点的这种，那肯定还是会。
But 就比如说像北方，like。 北方女生、南方女生、不同的地方上海女生 right? Like、嗯、你对你在不同的朋友圈里面会有这样子一些分类吗？
我觉得南方女生会相对柔弱一点，或者表面上温柔一点，或者说会撒娇一点，但北方女生其实她们性格也很直爽，也挺好的。
谁会撒娇一点？你说
南方相对来说哈啊，像台湾女生就非常的温柔这样子。
嗯
啊，
你会撒娇吗？
嗯，你应该没见过我撒娇吧？
没有，你哪里会跟我撒娇
？I know，
我应该
你
一般不太会，
不太会吗？
不太在外面会。
这个问一下你老公才知道，
可以问他。
We need to get him here. Call him right now.
He's like all the time. Every day, just this morning. Right now, just to get me over.
But okay, so here's a question about 撒娇. Is 撒娇 a negative term?
No, 对我来说，我个人来说，我觉得是比较可爱的一个 term. 但是也可以有时候会感觉有点烦。
我们上次就说到，我就一直觉得在英文中甚至在其他语言中找不到撒娇这个词的翻译、
嗯、
甚至在、粤语中我也问过一些朋友好像没有这个词的标准翻译、嗯、
撒娇 OK what's 撒娇 in English then let's think about this
wait 撒娇跟 oh wait hold on 撒娇跟哄是 like just the opposite right 就是、不是 opposite 就是说 like
cause and effect
kind of right
yeah 撒娇 is the action 哄 is the responseRight?
嗯，他们不是一直在一对，他们可以做一对，但是撒娇应该不止只有这样一个意思。
OK， 还有什么意思呢？就 OK， give us three examples of 撒娇，三个场景。
嗯，你们先想一想，英文应该怎么说呢？
我觉得
这样可以去了解他用英语翻译出来的想法和定位，和他后面的逻辑。
OK， 但是你先中文解释一下撒娇，我们这个可以帮助我们去想一个英文的一个翻译吗？
撒娇它是一种表达的方式，我觉得是表达他的情绪，表达他的需求，就是他可能要说出来他想要做什么，或者是他现在想要什么。撒娇当然有可能是我想要得到什么东西去要，但他也有可能只是说我自己觉得现在想要表达这样一种情绪和我舒服去要做。
嗯，
而且撒娇就是我查了一下英文，它有 spoiled like a spoiled child。就是 spoiled 就有一点、嗯、有一点好像说它有点 negative 的意思，对不对？
对，在美国会比较有点 negative。
嗯，就是我没有看到一个比较精确的词，所以想问问你们来着。
对我来说主要是一种，比如说我老婆， I feel like she's just trying to be cute and she's trying to you know like 比较跟我比较密切一点。
嗯，
It's like a cute, affectionate thing. If to me, it shows affection.
The proper definition or translation of 撒娇 is acting coquettishly.
What?
Or being coquettish.
What's coquettish?
It's like a flirtatious, playful behavior.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
There's definitely playfulness to it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, because coming up with an exact definition, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, right?
Mm.
But what are the elements of it?We can kind of like narrow down. So playfulness is one of them, right? Like another one is sort of like this kind of cuteness, right? Like childishness, but not in a necessarily a bad way. It's definitely not like 老头子 behavior, you know what I'm saying? Although a 老头子could 撒娇, but it's more reminiscent of a child's behavior. So there's this cuteness, playfulness, right? And then I think there's an affection to it.Affection 就是一些像就是
情感
对对对对、
嗯、
对 yeah it is actually it's very much to me it's like acting like a child almost but not like in a really negative way but it is like if a girl was to be 撒娇 oh 你帮我看一支瓶水吗 it's like your tone and your manner is all gonna be like more like a child
can、
right?
you do that one more time
oh 你帮我看一支瓶水吗 oh 我自己开不了
so I think like
you had to add that
yeah it's kind of like act like so I see one sort of version it's like acting flirty and cute to get what you want
对、
yeah.
你不你不
But it's a small thing, right? You're not going to be like, oh, 给我100万
Or maybe, maybe they would. I don't know, right? Who knows? 你
帮我买那个奔驰吗？
我觉得这个肯定有发生过。
That's very,
这个肯定有发生过。
That's very toxic masculinity. 为什么都是女生要这样子？男生也可以。
对呀。
Because I do it at home. Like, oh, 给我弄点。
对，跟老婆撒娇。
给我弄点 you know, hot chocolate.
所以你们三个人说的就是让我感觉就是你们觉得撒娇就是一种 please 你们的一种方式，其实撒娇有可能是他这个人自己的需求，撒娇并不一定是女生对男生，有可能是男生对男生对女生，或者是小人对小孩对大人，或者大人对小孩，就是他不一定是为了让你开心，有可能是这个人自己想要开心，或者他在他的很舒服的一个，
就是啊，就是说、我 让你帮我做一件事情，明明我自己可以做，但是这个是让、就说两个人更拉近一点，明明我可以自己去做我的 own hot chocolate, but then I'm like, oh, baby, can you get, you know, do hot chocolate, whatever, right?
Yeah, I can see Eric 撒娇 nonstop, just like,
yeah. But the thing is, like, couples do it, like, with each other. Like, Anne actually has a sound that she developed when she was a kid that she uses to 撒娇 with her parents.
Do the sound right now.
No.
Do it.
Can't do it.
Please.
No. But it's funny because my niece also makes a similar sound. And I was like, wait, whoa. Like, what, where did you get that from?
Yeah, it's like childlike behavior.
Yeah, 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 childlike behavior.
你们想一想, 为什么孩子最容易撒娇? Why?
因为他们是需要大人的帮助。
那你有没有觉得他们是在一个最安全的环境里面? 他们会觉得他们其实他知道你会给他这样一个回应的。但其实如果你不给他这样一个回应，他可能以后就不给你撒娇了。
是的，是的。
但是其实你不是说一定要给他一个东西，他才愿意给你撒娇，他是自己心理上的一种需求啊。所以，
我觉得就是因为小朋友他这样子撒娇的时候，其实他并不控，并不能控制自己。It's a very natural,
对，这是个 natural thing,
way to be,
就是一个词，
right? 对吧？
对。
但是呢，大人、成人。他们撒娇的时候其实也是用 it's like they're trying to be like a kid, like you said, Justin, because that's what kids, that's like the easiest way to equate getting what you need,
yeah,
right? A child to adult to the parent.
Yeah.
And so as when adult does it, it's like they're envisioning themselves as that kid again. And their 对方 is like that adult again.
You know, I just had this image of like in the US, it's like the cop stops a speeding car, right? And then the window rolls down. It's like, hi, officer.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful girl, hot girl.
Right.
It's so different. It's culture difference.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine here. Tell me if I'm being wrong or off here. Same situation. And obviously, you don't get pulled over by cops here in China, but let's say that situation happened. Would it be weird or out of the ordinary if a girl, a male cop, if they're straight, right? A male cop comes over and a girl goes, 警察叔叔，我不知道我看的那么快哦。Right? You can imagine that.
这里可以跟警察撒娇吗？
如果这个女生她是这样的，可以。如果她演出来的就很奇怪。
But what I'm saying is that you don't really, you would not think of that in American terms, like an American female doing that to the stereotypical male cop.
Yeah.
Right? Like, officer, I didn't know I was speeding. Like, that
no,
doesn't seem very
be.
Normal.
But in the difference is, in the West, if a girl was to employ that strategy, she'd try to come off sexy.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or flirtatious.
It'd be a little different, right?
In China, your example in China isn't sexy at all. It's just trying to be very childlike and cute, right? So that would be the difference. Because in the West, there's almost like a sexual tint to everything, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it's a 撒娇, I think, okay, the definition, because we still haven't found an actual word to mean 撒娇.
No, there isn't one, but it's just,
but
I
the
think
definition,
the closest one, acting flirty and cute to
a grown person acting like a child to get what they want.
Your definition is so negative. Of course, 撒娇 maybe have the negative part, 但是就是为什么你说大人一定会是演出来的呢？会是他 acting like a child. He can't be...他自己就是想这样的表达的方式嘛，他也有他中性或者是他觉得他就是这样子表达他就舒服的一个方式呢。而且我觉得撒娇的那个人未必就是弱的那个人，他有可能是内心强大，他才表现得出来撒娇的这种气场和这种我愿意示弱的这种状态。我也可能不会想要得到你的什么，我只是觉得我就是 这个时候我做这个我舒服，你可以给我回应，你也可以不给我回应。
Yeah, yeah.
所以它是一种很个人的行为，它是一种 很自然的行为。
Yeah.
它不是为了问你要一个什么东西来的。
不一定的 ，but like I think there's two parts, right?、
嗯、
so one there is the behavior, 就是有一个行为 ，and then there's a second piece to it, which is the intended、impact of it. So there's the behavior, and then there's the intention behind it.And then in terms of the intention, I think, then there's different types of intention. It could just be like, for 撒娇for no reason.、
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
or it could be for a reason.
No,、yeah. no, but yeah, it can be for, but、yeah. like, you know, we 撒娇all the time, just because, it's like hugging. It's just like displaying affection, 表达我们的 affection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, expressing my closeness
to you. But Julia seems very passionate about the intentions, which makes me think that she does it a lot, or、
yeah.
she's an expert on it.
Yeah,
because she's like, no, 不是只是你想要什么东西 right? It's like, oh yeah, well, tell us.
Cut to her, she's at home.
老公，老公，老公。
And you know, sometimes, so there's another version of this I just thought of, okay, which is like,And this taps into some of the male 直男 ish. So women sometimes, and they've told me this because like, it's like, you know, maybe there's a certain subject and they'll be like, oh, I don't understand this. Can you explain it to me? And then like, they totally know what it is,、mm-hmm. but they're just trying to get you to be like power, make you feel like powerful. Like, oh, have you heard of this? It's like, oh no, I actually haven't.Right, but
like they want you to mansplain
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they want you to. They're just fucking with you.
Yeah,
right. Because they just like, oh.
Do you like this kind of give you this chance to that to be powerful
to mansplain?、
Of
course, like because you don't、course. If you don't know, then of course because 这个就是我们的直男那部分发出来了嘛
If you know,
but if I know, then I would be like maybe not as you know. Then I would be self aware and be like I shouldn't be so mansplaining.
Uh-huh.
Right. So oh.So, 直男 is kind of like the mansplainer, a little bit.
Yeah, well, that could be like a behavior of a 直男, right?
你知道什么是 mansplainer 吗、
嗯、
So, mansplainer 就是说 男生就 很喜欢自己觉得自己很厉害 It's like, oh, 你懂不懂 AI 啊 Julia? Oh, 那我告诉你 OK, AI 是什么东西啊 blah, 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 blah,
很直男、
right?
这个
是
不是
但明明那个女生都懂的但是那个男生 就认为他不懂
对对对
那我解释给你
对 So, 对是 man 跟 explain 解释然后把它压在一起就是 mansplain
你看刚才一个事情很好玩就是 man explain 女生明明懂她装不懂男生明明不懂她装懂或者她要教这个人
对
就很 opposite
对 so yeah I think I do a lot of mansplaining at homeHome. You
do a lot of mansplaining
on
the
show.
Yeah.
I was about to say that too.
Like, we're in agreement on that. High five, right there, boom. The, yeah. Eric and Shiba mansplain.
To other men.
To us.
He loves mansplaining、yeah. to everybody.
我把你从这个话题中救出来。我接着你前面那个话题就是你说就是女生明明懂但她其实就是说她不懂比如说换这个灯泡。其实你让我们使劲上我们也能换对不对换一个灯泡嘛、
嗯、
但是我可能会请你帮忙帮这个换这个灯泡、
嗯嗯嗯、
就是我以前听过杨澜说过一句话一个很有名的主持人一个女主持人她说其实女生很多事情是可以自己做但是有的时候你也是可以请求一些帮忙毕竟我们也是需要一些帮忙我反而觉得我身边很多女生特别是一些单身的女生像我们这个年纪单身的女生她反而就是这种需求太少了请别人请男生帮忙的需求太少了在特别是在上海我觉得非常优秀的独立的单身女生她就是应该需要有一些这样的思想、嗯、要不然的话什么事情都让自己做我当然可以做我可以去学我也可以去请人我可以去花钱但是有的时候我觉得请人帮忙是一个很好的行为和一个很好的方式而不是觉得我害羞我是不是这个应该自己做我反而觉得我会鼓励大家说有的时候是我们是需要人家的 support 的
yeah、
嗯、
有时候 if you try to be too strong or too independent、
嗯、
you start closing offto, you know, interactions with other people.
Yeah.
Because you do everything on your own, and they just have to do every little thing themselves. 他们不放心给别人做。
嗯。
And when you're like that, it's very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is not just about the, in the work. I feel that I encourage the girls to don't do everything by yourself. 就是我们要学会去放手和放开。浩威你能懂我的这种，我觉得你还挺懂我的。就是对，就是有的时候你反而去要适当的 relax 自己一下，不要什么都揽着自己做。
这个我想就是表现我的不直男的那一面。OK, because I actually think I've got some strong skills here, OK? So,我觉得 there, like, 有两方面 I'll use English. Like, there's, like, I think there's two, I'm going to mansplain, no, I'm kidding. So I think there's two different elements that are potentially at play. So one is gender identity,right? 就是女生怎么对自己的一个定义是有很多传统的在文化这个里面的一些定义。男生也有他的这种定义 right? So for instance, like, there isthis narrative that, you know, guys should be a certain way, girls are, but 这些东西都开始被推翻、嗯、因为在过去的一百年 you know, 很多东西因为这个 society 其实是非常不公平的 right? It's very patriarchal, we know. It's、嗯、not, it's, you know, there's so long to go on the gender side, right? And then different people have different opinions, right? And so, like,then sometimes it's like a cause and effect. So then some women are like, no, I want to, you know, I want to go against this patriarchy because I don't think it's fair, which I, you know, I think it's like, I wouldn't disagree, right? And then they take it maybe too far, it could be argued. And so then you see the kind of the stereotypical, 就是那个女强人怎么怎么样，但是哦，然后很多人就批评她，就说可惜她没有老公的。Right, right, and you have that narrative. I don't know how common it is, and so like sometimes it's like, you know, creating a more balanced society doesn't just mean that you have to act like a man, right? You have to be strong where you are, and then still be vulnerable where you need to be, et cetera, et cetera. And the same thing goes with the man, right? The man doesn't always have to act like almighty and powerful. In fact, some of the best leaders.That I've seen are ones that are like vulnerable when they need to be because it's like, I don't have all the answers. So、yeah. there's a lot more thinking, you know, around this area, right? The other thing that's just a more smaller, like psychological note is like, when you ask someone to help you with something and assuming that you have some type of relationship and they do something for you, that actually makes the person doing the thing like you more. It's actually like a psychological thing.Right? And so if you think about sa jiao and all these things, there's like a biological basis to it. So like if you want to build a relationship with someone, you don't give them something big, but you're like, hey, Justin, can you help me with this? And when you help me, it actually brings the relationship closer. And it makes sense, like logically, because that's how society kind of gets formed, right? Yeah. You build trust and relationship. So asking someone to do something small, like you said, it's like you don't have to, like, you know, you don't have to do everything yourself.And even in a relationship, I think it's like a partnership, right? It's like, I don't, like, Anne definitely doesn't believe in those very traditional gender stereotypes. But I wouldn't say she's like ultra feminist either. So, but we try to like partner on things as well. But yeah, she does most of the cooking, right? But then I'll wash the dishes, like whatever it is. So I think sometimes it's like, 你也要就是从更客观的角度去想谁擅长做什么。
对。
Right? 那 okay,、嗯、我很讨厌比如说做这个。那你来做，那你很讨厌做这个，哎，我来做。So I think it does get into a lot of gender identity things.
Yeah, but I love the idea of, and I fully believe in the idea that one of the most effective ways to let people into your life、mm. Is to show vulnerability. And that goes with, you know, romantic relationships, of course, but even just like, for example, amongst us three hosts and doing the show, like,we've grown closer because we're able to be vulnerable with each other at times.、
Mm.
And then that allows people in to your life.、Mm. And when they get into your life, that creates an emotional bond and intimacy.、if you always try to be too strong, right? And your walls never go down.、
Mm.
And then you don't let people into your life.And so definitely vulnerability is one of the most effective ways to build relationships and to let those who you trust around you closer in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, and it's not easy for everybody.
Yeah. 但是你会不会觉得他们两个刚刚说的这种话在中国传统的看法来说的话是不是有点 不一样。
我倒是没有从中国传统看法，但是他们俩有两个点我觉得还是挺就是我反而是觉得我们身边的女生太独立了。就是 Eric 刚刚讲的一个点是说这个东西你擅长或不擅长，如果你是不擅长的你就自己做嘛。你不擅长的比如说我们当然也可以去研究宜家的东西怎么装，对吧，装一个床或者什么，但是我确实是不擅长的。我觉得不擅长的时候我们就需要得到帮助，就 Eric 说的需要让别人进来。因为你不擅长的东西你 push 自己你当然能完成，但是你自己也会有压力和不开心，和反而而且 Eric 的点是不只是男生和女生，是人和人之间，团队和团队之间。我觉得这个点就是让现在的女生更加的放下自己的一些要强。
So OK, hold on. Then 你提到这个 like a few times, right? 这个女生的要强 is that do you see this in Shanghai?
Very often. I think the single girls around me, a lot of that's too 要强. I think I'm not that kind. I can be hardworking or this kind, but
and you can 撒娇 at home like crazy.
No, but when I need help or I don't really want to change the bubbles, I can ask help for some people.
你说你有身边的女生就说我就硬是要硬着头皮去做事情吗？
对啊，
他们是故意这样子吗？还是他们个性就是这样子？
他们也不想给别人带来麻烦，他们也不想去麻烦别人。甚至他们觉得能用钱解决就用钱解决，就不要去给，比如说他邻居有个男生朋友。我打个比方，那其实隔壁的人帮个忙不是更快更直接吗？那他可能不会选择这样，他会选择花钱去。
为什么？他们是
这不好意思吗？
不好意思，不想打扰别人，觉得自己可以做就自己做。我觉得现在女生还蛮独立的。
哦，是不是因为 OK, now this is very random, 有没有跟他们是 single child 有关呢？
我也是 single child, 但是我们这代人 single child 比较多，像我们80的这种基本上很多，比例很大。Single child 为什么会有关？
Because like when you're growing up and you have brothers and sisters, then you know, like you're not afraid to ask, right? 但是 if you're single child, 很多事情也许要自己处理嘛，
或者父母来处理。
Yeah, but then 你家里条件，这个也跟家里条件有关。
Yeah, depends family case by case, right?
I think that's depend on family case by case. Not about only your single child, it's about your family background, how you grow up.
那你但会不会 OK? 那你有。别的因素有没有可能是你周围的朋友他们都是也是 business woman 呢？就是说你的圈子就是本身就是因为他在就是业怎么说他的事业上面也比较独立 blend into 他的 personal life 呢？
就是职场女性啊，在上海不就是很多白领女生或者是这样的职场女性哦，身边当然是这样的圈子。妈妈圈我也没有混得特别好，就没有去会所以就但很多妈妈也是非常独立的，甚至我觉得妈妈的独立有的时候要包揽的事情更多。我反而是愿意去劝这些女生可以多放手一些，可以多问周边的人要一些帮忙，她可以得到更多的温暖嘛。
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
I just thought of this. A little random, but I don't want to stay on this whole 撒娇 thing for too long. Let's move on. But...I mean, this crosses over a little bit into 文化。一个男生拎着他的女友的包在街上，这个算不算是一种女生在撒娇呢？还是这个不算撒娇是吗？对吗？
算，只是他帮助他而已吧。
但是这个很流行啊，因为这个在国内是非常普通的。
No, I tell my wife to carry my shit.
I know, but 但是这个很正常，在这个是很普遍的一个。
Is it still?
我觉得在上海比较少。
我觉得
你去，因为上海比较少，我天天在上海都看到。
你去外地，你去外地是很多。
Dude, I think you're still living like in the old clubbing days when you saw this.
No, because I still have to carry my wife's purse now, and I used to be like against that.And I've crumbled.
Oh, she makes you
crumbled.
Yeah, she makes you carry it?
I do it now, yes.
What the fuck, dude?
Yes. I've crumbled. I'm a shell of myself.
我分享一个故事。以前 Justin 一直会说 I will never carry my girl's bag.
我结婚前。
Right? 结婚前 never. And he was very adamant, very strong about it. And then I remember the first time I caught him. Like, they weren't married yet, but I saw him like holding the bag.And I immediately took out my camera. I took a photo, and he noticed it. He's like, "What? She's doing something, you know, like giving an excuse immediately." And after that, I see it all the time.
I think you can answer your question by yourself because 你已经臣服了，你已经愿意了。 你因为你爱他，所以你愿意做这个事情嘛。所以这就是
我不愿意，但是我还是做，我是勉强的在做against my will.
Well, what happens if you don't do it?
I mean, sometimes I'll stand my ground and just like,
okay.
reject it, and then she'll just carry her bag. But like most of the time, I'll give
it. Okay, so did she 撒娇?
Yes, totally.She's like, oh, 好重啊，好重。我说你好重，你自己的包为什么 don't put so many things in there then? But
直男，
好直男，逻辑。
I know, totally. 但是哦，但是他的表现就是很撒娇啊，好重啊，你帮我提嘛 ，hold it for me. Like that's like very 撒娇 behavior, right?
我对啊，
但是这个是他，因为他知道我不肯，我之前是不肯。但是我的意思就是说。Like, take me out of it.
Timestamp this and send it to her.
Take me out of it. 就是我觉得在中国的社会，这个是个很普遍的一个 behavior.
对。
然后所以 I'm just...
Do you do it?
I didn't think about this before, but I think about it. I think 我觉得我先生会很自然的拿过包。
对对。
因为他里面有电脑，很重。所以他会帮我。
所以 yeah, so I feel like...
一个是皮包，就是背包，皮包，书包，不同的包啊。
装着电脑的包。就是还是有点重，
那是不一样啊，
那个
那是不同啊，那个
女生的手提包，
我们 talk about purse
手提包，
对，一个大的托托包这种，
对啊，
嗯、
对
比较大
的现在 purse 有很大的 purse，、
哦、对，
有小的有大的，
但是我觉得那种大一点，我觉得还 OK 啊，但是如果你要我拿那种小瞎不拉几的那种小的那个 purse， no way man，
no， but that's my point is it's actually not so much from I could be wrong， but it's not so much from the girl wanting the guy to hold the purse， it's moreIn this culture, it's more like the guy, I'm the man,
对
I should hold your purse. I should hold this for you. So it's more 那个男生比较主动的去帮他拿那个包，对吗？
如果那个包是重的，我拿会比较吃力，是的。但是如果小包，我是有点不太能理解。小包嘛，我自己还是个装饰品，
yeah,
对吧？
Yeah,
我为什么要给你拿呢？ Yeah. 我自己拿东西还方便呢。
Yeah, but then you get into 很多不同的 dynamic. 也不是说要很 judgmental, 就是说那如果你看到一个 couple， 然后很小很小一米米一个包，然后那个男生 carry 对吧？ Right? 那个女生还长得一米七十多对吧？ Then just I don't know
这个可能会看得比较少，
yeah, but then,
小包就会比较少。
But then like then what is their relationship dynamic？
但是、
like?
但是你说
like, you don't even know
你说见的少，但是我觉得以前至少之前啊十多年前，我觉得是常
你说小包吗
？Yeah， 小包都看到了
，I think it's less and less common
外地我看的比较多。就是 small purse 那么大，
是不是小女生也喜欢用这种方式去拉近关系？
嗯、
可能到了我们这种嗯比较成熟一点，然后就可能不太用这种方式去表达关系。
I don't know，
不知道。反正我记得我以前聊过这个话题，然后朋友这边的朋友说，可能就是比如说在上海或者一线城市会比较少见，就是但是你去二三线城市会比较多见，
嗯、
因为比如说。Justin 刚刚说的男生想表达这种爱这种、对吗我 I will help you No problem This is my responsibility 但是在大城市大家比较独立就思想还是有点不一样、会比较少见
是
对
yeah,
and it's also gender roles again
Yeah、
right? Gender roles
因为以前的我刚到中国的时候我会看到我们在街上看到男生背那个女生的包的话我们都会笑But now, like, I've become that.
Localized.
yeah, yeah. After 15 years.
But I also noticed that before, it was always the younger guys, like the younger
yeah.
couples, not older couples. It was younger couples, like early 20s, teens, whatever, that would do that. But the older couples, I don't see that as much.
Yeah, that's what I feel also. You 从看到那个男生变成 you be the guy.
Meanwhile, just as opposite.
well, because I feel like in older couples, once you get married...Some of that romance and flirting and all that stuff, like kind of, that kind of fades a little bit. You don't hong as much anymore, right? When you're, especially versus when you're first dating or when a relationship is young,、it's more romantic, there's more gestures.、But you know, once you get married, like, everyone's like, all right, I've been with this person for so long. That kind of dies down a little bit.
That's what I'm thinking, that marriage need to be management. 就是我觉得婚姻是要经营的。要不然的话就会可能像说越来越淡或者越像老夫老妻、所以这又是一个另外一个很大的话题我们四个人都是 married 的、对就是还是需要去花心思去经营男生女生都需要
那你有什么建议怎么去经营呢
我觉得你们会有很多丰富的活动啊比如说你们最近有什么活动吗应该有 就是我觉得要一起去做一些事情，然后有两人相处的时间，嗯，甚至就甚就是小朋友，即使有小朋友以后，嗯，我觉得小朋友特别小的时候是比较辛苦的。
对，
像你们现在，
我的家庭已经我们躺平了。
但是当你熬过这个，小朋友会走了，会说话了，嗯，啊，会进幼儿园了，你就熬过了这个时间。
对 对, 对, 对，
其实一岁以后就好很多啊，你就有时间去经营你们俩了。一岁
的
时候真是没有，对，要熬过去，快了，快了。
Yeah, I hope so.
真的是躺平了，
也越来越躺平，因为他有双胞胎嘛。
对，两个太辛苦，但你一次性嘛，一次性搞定嘛。
主要是我一直要安抚我的老婆，因为她最辛苦的嘛。
嗯，
你要去一直哄她吗？还是安抚？安抚跟哄是两回事，是吗？
嗯，
差不多，
差不多嘛。
嗯，
对，我可能哄的也不够好，我也要哄的更好一点，但是的确是很难嘛。
这个时候大家都很累啊，爸爸妈妈都很累啊，作为爸爸妈妈这个时候哪有空去
经营两个人的。对，因为大家其实对你说的对，你要想每个人都有自己的责任，对吗？
嗯，
因为你有不同的责任，你会有不同的困难，你有不同的想烦恼，
嗯，
所以不是说他的烦恼比我的多，或者我的烦恼比他的多，只是不一样而已。
不一样，对，
对，
嗯，yeah, yeah, and you can't be so like, you can't judge your, like,be so self-critical, because like you've got to do a lot of stuff too, and you're totally down for it. It's not like you're the like that traditional toxic male husband or whatever, right? I don't see that in you at
no,
all. Like
no.
you're like you're doing as much as you possibly can, like, you know, on top of like work and doing a lot of other things in your career, right? So you have to be, I think it has to be a partnership.
对，其实这个也是要互相理解，互相
right.
Like it was almost like you have to remind each other.
Yeah, you help each other, you go through with each other.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
当然也是熬，
so, yeah.
但是其实你回头想这个时间，小朋友那个时间很宝贵的，你回不去的。
Yeah,
所以其实是很值得的。真的就是坚持过来，互相扶持就好了。
其实我有个想法，就是这是我一直在最近在一直在跟自己说啊，因为我控制不了他，我控制不了别人，
嗯，
我只能控制自己的想法。Mm-hmm. Right. So 按照这个道理，我只能告诉自己。Like, 他很辛苦，对吗？他要
你也很辛苦。
我肯定是很辛苦，对吧？嗯，因为我之前只是考虑我自己，我那么累，我还要管这个，我还要管那个，对吗？我只是想自己啦。但是我现在是在跟自己说，嗯，他也很，
啊，
他很累，他一直在家，他也很少有机会出去，对吗？
嗯，
然后我怎么办？我起码有上班，我起码有来录一个播客，对，
啊，对
吗？虽然我也是宅男，但是。我有起码我有每天有一个机会出去，对吗？他每天不一定有机会出去，所以我一定要提醒自己，我不能让他理解我，但是我能理解我自己，
yeah.
理解他，mm. 对吗？我觉得如果大家可以跟自己说这种话的话，
it works,
it makes everyone better.
Yeah. Did you find it helpful?
It helped me.
What about her?
I because 因为我刚刚说了嘛， because she's going through a lot of stuff.I think she'll come around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but
you have to just trust.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the, in married couples, especially married couples who have kids, the biggest reoccurring problem that I've seen, the biggest stressor of relationships and the biggest problem most relationships face is the idea of who's doing more in the relationship.One person thinks the other person isn't doing enough or involved enough or you know, carrying their weight in the relationship or with the kids or whatever the responsibilities
both.
are.
It's a perception.
It's a perception.
It's usually both.
Like, so one person thinks the other person is doing enough. The other person thinks the other person isn't doing enough.
Yeah.
And that is like that one catalyst that I see time and time again,
yeah,
that relationships just blow up because like starting from that one problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, 所以像浩威那样能够换位思考，站在妈妈的角度去想，她有多辛苦。全职妈妈真的很辛苦，
是很辛苦。
我觉得能选，大家都选去上班。上班可是太舒服了，和全职妈妈比，而且你还有两个宝贝儿，真的是。
That's true.
而且我觉得，当你开始换位思考，你的太太一定会感觉到你给她的这种回应，她会舒服的。嗯，就是，对。冲突就是在我觉得我做的多，你觉得你做的，这就是人性吧？
是是是，
对，大家都这么想的。
You can't think that way. You're actually just like one unit. The husband and the wife, that's like the unit. It's like one unit. It's not two. It's one. And both have to have the mindset, because if you go too long with one person has that mindset, the other doesn't, then there's resentment that happens. So if both feel that way, then it's fucked. Then you're just like divorced directly, right? Yeah. And then if one feels that way, one, you know, has that, then it's like resentment. So it's like you have to do what you're doing, which is, you know, empathize and be compassionate first. And then, you know, and then hopefully like it'll work on both sides, you know. Otherwise, like long-term, it's going to be, but some people don't even give it that chance. They just, in the very beginning, they draw the line. They're like, no, you're not doing enough.
Yeah.
And then that's like the worst.
Or the empathize part, only one person exercises that and the other person doesn't. Yeah. And then it's still fucked.
Yeah, it's still fucked.
Like takes two to tango. This.
But I think the distinction is that maybe a lot of couples don't go into that part where one of them first practices compassion. It's like immediately, like, you know, they're like, no, you should do more, and then it just breaks down.
Yeah, it gets defensive.
So you don't even get to the point where you try. But I think probably more often than not, if you actually try, if one side tries, it'll like work out. It's like two countries, right? And it's like both sides refuse to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, this might digress a little bit, but it still has to do with the male and female relationship dynamic. But it's almost like what Eric was saying. I just want to add one term, which is 带路, right? 带路, like, you know, you're the navigator.
Lead the way.
Yeah. Mm. So it's like, 比如说我刚才说我自己在努力改变，对吗？ 尽量, you know, 考虑到他的享受, right? And hopefully, 我可以带路, right? Hopefully, because of my actions, that person can also
feel
it, and then also start thinking that way. Because just like Justin said, it takes two to tango. Right? To dance, you know? So I think that's one thing that's really important, because also 带路这个概念，我觉得我是在我来中国之后，我才发觉有一些人会需要带路的。那就是从谈恋爱的角度啊，那比如说，有一些人我经验啊，比如说从性方面，比如说你要稍微带路, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just expect, like in the West, it's sort of like the romance, oh my God, I totally forgot the word now because I was speaking Chinese.
But
when you're setting up the sex before the sex.
Oh, foreplay?
Yeah, foreplay. So it's like the...
Because you haven't had sex in that long.
Yeah, it's been so long. Yeah,
it's been a long
so
time.
So like in the West, this is the digression right now. So like in the West, you know, it's well known to... Both men and women should know foreplay really well, and you're kind of complimenting each other and kind of getting into it, and then you're supposed to both be a force of nature when it comes to, you know, the actions, right?
That's easier said than done, right?
But then I found that here, it's like a lot of times, it's like this whole 带路感觉, like the a lot of people, the male tends to need to, I'm like stumbling over my words because I'm trying to be careful, like I don't want to be too, you know, direct, but
so it's almost like raunchy.
I'm trying to be nice about it, but
the honest drink after hours.
But yeah, you kind of have to not jump into things, right? You kind of have to lead the way a little bit. I don't know if that's something that you want to talk about, but I think it's an interesting topic.
Yeah,
that
what's
I've
never your sexual love life like, Julia?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the 概念，这个概念, right? I don't know if this is weird to you, or 你觉得是对啊，是有这个。我觉得你作为先去引领这个改变的人是很好的呀。嗯，然后你的家庭会因为你的改变而改变，从你做起的改变。 我相信你太太一定能感觉到，但是一定能感觉到你这样的代入或你的改变给他带来的变化。但是我觉得这个可以回到我们开始说的一个点，就是你们现在是很累很累的时候，其实不要对自己要求太高了，这个时候还需要 balance 太多，真的就是熬过去。首先 I promise it will be better， 就台子大了以后，你们会有更多的自己的时间，你们会有更好的 communication 的，你们会有更多的空闲让你们俩communication。 第二就是我觉得这个阶段就是互相的理解，熬过去，然后的话也不用去想那么多，互相的不理解也好，谁做的多谁做的少， it can't be calculated, right? You don't know what other people really do, so we just do this together. It's a project, we finish it. 就是大了之后
just save up enough money and send them to boarding school. 所以我现在理解为什么就把他那 boarding school 中文怎么说，
寄宿学校弄一下
那
帮 Molly's 歌。
That's why, like, then the parents are like, yay!
You are missed then, they don't miss you.
就国内有很多 boarding school 吗？我
还是有的，
有吗？
特别现在二胎多了，如果真的管不过来的时候是会送的。但是我觉得很多人还是会希望孩子在身边，特别是他小的时候。在我们小时候是不太有这个概念的，还是希望在父母身边。
Yeah, I feel boarding school is more popular, like, in the West. Here, it's more like family, like, they want to keep the family together, mostly.
Yeah. And it's a way to work on the relationship, I suppose, because, like, if you don't fight about children, then you might find other things to fight about, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's a question to Julia.
Yeah.
Do you believe or do you not believe in this line? Oh.We should have kids to help fix the relationship. It'll bring us closer.
I don't have this idea, and I don't quite agree. This,
但是有这个说法，
有
这边很多
有
很多人会这样说的，
会觉得生了个孩子，我们就能修补我们的关系。对 ，But why? 我是个侄女，我可能不懂。
我也想知道啊。
这没有生过孩子的人才会这样子说。I think. I think people who've had kids will never say that again. I think that's a completely naive thing to think. Because once you have kids, you know that the kid brings in so much additional stress into the relationship. It tests and challenges the relationship. So if you're already like have a rocky relationship, the kid is the last thing that will help it, in my opinion.And yeah, I've heard people say that too, and it's crazy to me that you can think that.
Yeah.
Especially after having
a kid. Yeah, and one thing that I've noticed after having kids is, if your relationship is not strong, okay, what kids bring to the relationship is a challenge to your value system, okay? Both people, the man and the wife, right?Or husband and husband, you know, wife and wife, depending on your sexuality. It challenges both value systems because you're both deciding on the central idea, which is the kid, right? And that idea is like two paths crashing into one. Now, if those values and those paths are...in opposite directions, they'll never cross and meet the kid because they're going to be going in different directions. And that's the issue. And I feel like once the kid comes out, you have to face that. Because without the kid, you can talk about, oh, our values are a little bit different, but, you know, it's okay. We can work things out. But the minute you're putting another life on the line, right? You're raising another life. These values need to be aligned.你觉得呢?
I think even the relationship is very rock, as you said. 就算非常坚固, like I feel that, 就是我跟我先生,我们是大学同学,我们认识好多年,我觉得我们是属于无话不说在生孩子之前。可是那一年还是很辛苦的呀,因为你有很多的事情要做,而且他不是你和你先生,他还是一个家庭,你可能还有爸爸妈妈,还有 grandparents, 还有阿姨,还有什么之类的。他不是你们俩的关系，也不只是你们跟孩子。所以第一年他的难是在于孩子不能独立，你有很多事情需要你 involve， 所以你会辛苦。可是当他能走、能说、能表达的时候，你这一部分的辛苦会少很多，但是你会有其他的辛苦。你刚刚说的路会越走越分，这个其实不能避免，就是你对孩子的教育、你对他的规划，这个是一定会有冲突的。你即使你的价值观结婚之前是一样的，但是男生对女生，东方和西方的文化差异，双方家庭的文化差异，它一定是会有的。所以我的孩子现在七岁八岁，那我可能在喂奶方面没有了这个需求，但是他的教育上我们还是会碰到。所以 it's a problem you need to face. So it's a continue topic.
对你说的对，我完全没有考虑到父母。长辈，
可是在中国这就是个很 common 的
yes,
一定要考虑的因素。
我有个朋友，我不说名字，就是最近也跟我说，就是在聊天，然后他本来是要想准备结婚，就是他谈恋爱嘛，然后后来就是跟我说不谈了。我说为什么？他说因为我们双方见面了，父母家庭见面了，然后发觉不太
匹配，你知道吗？然后就是要考虑到很多，然后他就说为什么要考虑到我们双方的父母，我们结婚的时候为什么要考虑到这个，对吗？就是就感觉我怎么回答，因为他也在美国长大的嘛，然后就是怎么回答，我说可能在美国我们不会想那么多，就是我们就爱就爱吧，对吗？就结个婚呗，对吗？然后就不要考虑到那么多，反正就以后就是我们的生活了嘛。但是在这边可能要考虑更多。
Because, well, and I think one just obvious factor in general is that like the parents' involvement in the children's life extends throughout the entire lifetime of the parent and the children. Like, whereas in the US, like 18 years old, you're out the door. And then like on the sad side, it's like when you're,parents in the U.S. get older, they just go to nursing homes. Like the kids are like, no, I'm not taking that responsibility. And they're very clear in general, very black and white. It's like, nope, you're going there. I have my life. And then the parents are like, okay. But like, that's not the world we live in, right? Because we grew up with Asian parents. It doesn't matter where we grew up. Like there's that influence. And we're not already, like the three of us are not 100% obviously culturally Chinese, but we still have a lot of those, that mindset.
This particular topic is, resonates with me personally because it's exactly what I went through. Like when we talk about cultural differences or cultural contradictions or challenges, you know, we've personally faced living in China, that was one of them. I remember this was when my wife was still pregnant in the first trimester. And I remember one night me and my wife were having a very heart-to-heart conversation.Because I had friends that already were married and had kids before me. Some of them got divorced. And so I've seen a lot of different cases and they've talked to me and shared a lot of different things. So in my mind, I was very aware that this was going to be a challenge, a huge challenge. I was very aware of that. And so I was trying to talk to my wife about that. And I remember us talking and we were both very naive.Looking back now about the conversation, because we're like, it's going to be me and you and the kid. It's going to be the three of us. And so, you know, we really got to do our part. Let's keep this relationship strong. And so we were really focused on, as long as me and you are good, everything is good. It turns out, really, once that kid is born, the in-laws, you know, you have the families, even the IE, like you said, like there's so many other people in this culture.That you have to really factor in, that become really involved. And that in itself adds all kinds of different conflicts, challenges, stresses. My mindset back then was a very Western mindset. Like, oh, it's just about the mother and father or like that nuclear family. And you don't really think about everything else. Mm-hmm. Everything else is like secondary in terms of their involvement. But here it's very different.
Yeah. As you said, the marriage is not only married, the two person is a two family marriage.
Yeah.
Of course, in China it is. 就是结婚很多因为彩礼没谈妥或者什么没有谈妥的非常常见。就是结婚不是两个人的事情。为什么那么多人不想结婚？也是因为结婚太复杂的一部分是这样的原因。还有就是 Justin 刚刚说他能够you can think about it before you have the baby. It's already very good.Because everybody thinks it's a very naive thing, very simple thing. Like we girls, we also, I think the most difficult part may be a pregnant part. No. When the baby just born, that's life just starts.
Yes.
它在你肚子里实在是太简单了。我以为
对
最难的就是它出生以后的那个日子。你们正好在最难的这个阶段。可是你想一个女生她本来以为她生完了她就可以 relax 了。我看了很多书生的时候的什么什么。我没有看坐月子的时候要干什么的书，我以为那个时候我的任务就结束了。可是生出来的时候，那么多人在你身边，我不知道是不是还要母乳喂养这个话题。我觉得男生应该没有办法承受母乳喂养吧。作为一个比如说要上班的妈妈，你要坚持一年，你知道这有多少的事情要去面对吗？当你身体不舒服的时候，你可能要去看医生。就是我觉得太太一定会比你们要辛苦很多。如果不是说我要去衡量，但是一定会是，就是你们还能 escape 出来呢，你还能来做节目，他们呢有可能还要在家里继续母乳养，因为喝的需要他们提供，对不对？ 那你们还能有这么多的时间去、嗯嗯、我觉得男生很有一个行为就是你们可以逃，但是女生没得可逃。
是的，
像小的时候，比如说妈妈或者是婆婆或外婆奶奶去管，这两个人必须留一个人在身边的，要不然这个小孩子会一直哭一直哭，那这两个人是一直没法逃的。爸爸很多是不需要，你们出来他们不会哭的，不会一直哭的。
对，
所以其实你们已经 already very lucky。
但是我刚刚也，你刚刚提到一个问题，我在回想啊，因为我换了很多
阿姨
、嗯、他们都知道，他们都笑然后我一直会听到一句话，就是有新的阿姨过来，然后看到我怎么互动跟孩子，他们都会就是好奇怪，对，就是很好奇看我，就觉得为什么这个爸爸有那么多互动跟孩子，或者就投入那么多。当然我不是说每天啊，我就是上班之前跟下班之后，我会花很多心思去陪我的小孩子玩嘛，
嗯，
教他们东西什么等等。然后我就说为什么你会这样说，他说一般的爸爸可能回家抱一个十五分钟，然后就看手机，然后就管他自己了嘛。然后说哎，真的有这样子的吗？他说每个都是这样子，没有一个是没有这样子的。我不知道是他是这样跟我说，是想怎么说呢， like be nice to me, you know, but or is that like a normal thing? Is that like
many dads like that, but not every dad like that? Like you are not, 对吗？但是你有没有发现，就是像我接触到的很多欧洲的爸爸，确实孩子都是他们顾，有可能妈妈更忙，妈妈要上班，妈妈跟爸爸跟阿姨顾，很正常啊。
嗯，
这在上海应该也蛮正常。
其实这个是我也想问你的一个话题，
嗯，
因为在你工作中你会牵涉到很多那个外国人嘛，
嗯，
然后这个对比在这个三年四年 COVID 有多少的变化？
It's a good question because it's really changed. 就是我十五年前 like 15 years when I just entered this industry, like my clients all from the big companies, they relocation all the expats to Shanghai. So all the clients, maybe 95%, they are foreigners.
什么时候开始有变化？
我觉得最近六七年，COVID 也会有一个促进，但并不只是从 COVID 这个时候开始的，因为很多工作都已经 localized, local hire 了啊，有些职位可能不是请外国人来做。
那你现在的客户的比例是什么样子呢？
我不能给一个特别明确的，但是 half half, 或者说我觉得也在变，但是确实大家都会感觉到身边的外国朋友有在离开，可能进来的比例相对少。我觉得最近五年是这样的，因为中国人回来的也很多，留学的、工作的、工作过几年的也愿意回来，这边也有很多的机会。我也觉得比如说从香港回来的也有很多，中国人、外国人都有。所以确实是有这样一个变化，所以我觉得上海的市场是在变的。
所以你的那我好奇，就是有这样子这么多的变化，你肯定要很灵活对吧，你去build relationship 啊什么的，所以你在这个十几年的时间里面呢，你有什么样子的一些 learning, 就是比如说从客户的角度，你是比如说用一套的方法去面对所有的客户，还是说你还是会有不同的 approach?
对待不同的客人我们肯定还是有不同的，因为就像刚刚聊，可能每个国家的文化差异不一样，法国人、美国人、韩国人、中国人和Asia,
yeah.
就是每个我觉得每个地方的人会有一些他的特别的地方。法国的对 style, 他们的 taste 很好，他们对他们的 style 的一些要求，还有说一些不同的点。可能我们中国人会特别注重好的小区，我们会觉得要 good management, 可能法国人不是很介意他的入口是什么样，他可能希望这个房子他是 charming 的，
装
修啊，他可能有一些他的 style, 对，可能就像你们的 studio 一样，非常高的层高，然后光线很好，他可能不在乎，他要看上去很体面的一个小区或什么，
外面无所谓，
对，
只要是入家就要好看。
对，在他们的风格上，审美要在他们的点，大窗户、法式窗，因为很多老房子其实也是他们在很多年前他们的人建的，对吧？所以 嗯，聊到我的专业了。
对，还有什么？还有什么呢？
我们讲德国人，德国人的话就是你刚刚问德国人，德国人就是很注重 quality。You are Germany again， 就是他们会去看，特别是他们会去看这个window， 它是不是 double glass？
嗯
，exactly you right？ 对他们就看这个品质，然后他有没有很好的，
所以他们 care 的点都不一样。
对对对
，so interesting。
It's so interesting. 那
Eric 作为你的客户应该太累了吧？
不会啊，
他是每一个，
他非常 organized 的。
Every nationality 他都有那些要求。
You're quite Germany and this style is about you make Excel and you have many points. I always saw that in the engineer like Dutch or Germany this kind.
They
give the points about this which I want.
需求是这个 A B C D E。
哦，有分数的哦，它可以加起来，所以你就知道最后的结果是什么。Can you imagine? 就是他们都是理工科的。
But you know the funny thing is like 我开始的时候会用这个，然后我会很认真的，我还跟你解释。And then after a while, I just throw it out because I don't like.It's like I forget about it, and then it's just to help me get started about the process, right? Then it just becomes your intuition.
It's just a filter.
Hold on, back up 1 second. 你说有分数，
比如说它是不是层高够不够高，或者是它的quality 好不好？
那会给一个 rating 吗？
会啊 ，rating 可以算出来，加个 average。
哦，就是一个 total score。
这是一个思维问题、wow. 他们可能是工程师
Eric, did you do total score?
他也有、
Oh my god, there it is
That's
Eric、
right.
也有啊
There it is, Eric Of course
Oh my god
Wow
How is that? I
但是我后来就没有打分就是 Like now I'm just like I don't need it 我那个时候我还挺认真就说我一定要这样子做 It was really just to help me clarify my own thinkingAnd then now I know what's really important. And then, you know, of course, having Anne see the same places. So it's now it's just like an intuition.
Well, yeah, well, this goes to show, like, there's like the left brain, right brain people. Yeah. Some people are just very data driven, very analytical, like engineers, like you say, like they tend to be that way. 像我 I'm not at all. I'm the opposite. 我就是完全是凭感觉。
凭感觉。
完全是凭感觉。
Yeah.
Oh, this, I feel it.
Yeah.
And you can't explain it.
I don't know the numbers. I don't care about the numbers. Yeah. I just,
but
like,
for me,
I need to feel it.
Like, over time, I've just, like, developed this where I start with my feeling, then I quantify the feeling in terms of some kind of thing.
And the fact that you didn't quantify.
哎，有没有一个，有没有任何的客人让你生气？或者是房东？
我觉得跟人打交道的跟人打交道的工作一定会有就是会有就是处理的时候你会觉得会生气的点但工作就是工作嘛会有呀就是我没有特意去留意那些但是我可以记得我入行的时候有哭过我可能就入行的时候哭过当时有一个美国老太太我记得应该是在复兴中路的名媛世纪城我不知道我为什么哭当时我觉得已经这么好了你再不坚持你再不那个可能你就丢掉他了或者怎么样我记得有伤心的哭过那时候在我 21那个时候还可能比较脆弱但是我觉得哭并不能解决问题所以它并不是我以后的方式但是当下那个点你可能情绪积累到那里你会去发泄
因为你很努力可能在找是吧就也是
对可能我记得当时好多条件要谈吧十多年了忘记了但是就是因为人跟人打交道的工作你一定会碰到这些呀导演也是对不对但是我觉得
They cry all the time by the way
Howie 天天哭
哭是一个很好的发泄手段啊你会自己轻松排出毒素不是很好吗
She's like finds a positive everything Yeah it's like Yeah cool like, is a good thing Yeah shitting your pants It's a good thing that you buy new underwear
Yeah because you get it let it out You let it out of your body
Like your playlist always sunshine right
No 还好啦
No sunshine 对对对
对，上次你问我有没有其他词，你觉得英文里没有？后来想了一下，想到一个词，你们帮我翻译一下。
哦，
馋，
馋 ，like when they're eating, they always want to eat and like
对
bottomless stomach.
That's gluttony.
No. 馋 is like okay. Here,
就是我馋了，这大晚上的我虽然吃饱了，但是我馋了。
那 OK， 那你要解释中文这个意思是什么呢？具体意思是什么？
中文的意思就是我不饿。但是我想吃某个东西因为我想到它了或者我就是想吃东西
Not bottom of stomach.
我想吃夜宵我们经常用到这个时候或者说我今天中午吃嘛我馋鸭脖了我想吃这个
Crave
No, it's not crave
对我在想这个词
You have a craving
It sounds like that's okay. what she said.
Gluttonous.
No, it's not. Gluttonous. It's not gluttonous. It's not. Okay. So
greedy.
Let me give you.
It's not greedy.
It's not greedy. So let me give you. Look, it's like we have to get over the fact that there may not be a word that represents it, right? Like that's the whole point of the conversation.
But what's the closest approximation?
Well, I think it's first. It's important to just be able to describe what it is, and then you can work on that. Here's one example, because this is definitely a phrase that we all probably more familiar with, right? Which is that, so you've had dinner, right? Like you've had a decent dinner. Like it's not like you're starving.
I'm not hungry at all.
And then you feel like there's something missing. And you're kind of, it's a little bit of craving. There's the craving element, but that doesn't fully describe it. And then you need something to just like satisfy yourself. So there's a little bit of gluttony because it's like, why isn't it enough? And then you're kind of like, you'd feel unfulfilled, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. So the feeling is unfulfilled. And then you want to go do something to fit like that. And a lot of times it relates to like food and how your stomach feels. So you're not like hungry, but then you're not like full and you're that's that middle ground.
I can be full.
You can be full, but then, it doesn't happen when you're like totally like, 就是你如果吃炸的你就不会馋了。那也不一定。
馋是一种想法，我想要那个东西。Maybe
对，就是我，你知道我们家是怎什么时候用的？嗯，是我们狗，就是基本上每次喂完饭，很大量饭，它基本上也吃饱了，也不吃了。但是一看到我们吃什么东西，它就跑过来。对，You can say that about people too.
No.
你怎么那么馋啊？
I don't think exactly the same. Like 馋 to at least like in the context that I'm thinking. Like, is you've stopped eating, right? So if you keep eating, I don't think you call that 馋, right? It's like you've eaten and you're supposed to be full. And then before you've eaten again, you have that feeling. It's like it's the actual feeling before you reload.
馋 is more, 就是多是一个主动的,你自己想要的。我们经常用的就是说,我主动的想要去 approach 一个什么东西,吃或什么的。
It could be because of boredom too. 不一定只是你饿,是 boredom. 有时候就是 like 你,那我就吃夜宵, right? But it's basically you're missing something. You're not fully fulfilled and satisfied. But if you look at the word 馋,它应该是有个吃东西的那个旁,对吧?
对,所以吃为主。你刚刚说馋,吃为主。
But you could 馋 for like
但是你也可以馋别的。
Sex, right?
Yeah. 你们没有馋的时候吗?
有啊。 每天晚上就是 like then it's like not for sex but like well, maybe for, but it's like 那个 like 比如说最近就是 like oh man let's get an apple pie 吃个蛋糕或者怎么样的 right you know you shouldn't be
yeah but usually we like at least when I've heard it used it's usually a playful negative connotation it's not like a, it's playful negative it's not you know it's like usually you call somebody else 馋 I haven't heard somebody say 我自己觉得很馋
oh, 是很正常的
really?
对,自己也会馋啊 oh, yeah. oh, okay. 我馋我想吃螺蛳粉什么之类的
yeah. okay, okay.
通常是能量炸弹
so I think it has something to do with like desire and like like a little bit of hedonism in it right? Like
hedonism
not like you know like the sexual hedonism but the hedonic treadmill
Yeah, it's doing the act of something not to satisfy a need, but more for pleasure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like purely for pleasure.
For pleasure.
For the
yes.
pleasure of it.
That's the hedonic.
Rather than like an actual biological need.
That's right.
Adding some flavor.
Yeah, there's no English word for it.
Yeah. There is not? Okay.
I don't think so.
I can't think of one. But I'm sure there's so many Chinese sayings that just don't have an English translation.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should put it out to the listeners. Like,
yeah, maybe some listeners like, throw are like, there in, is a word. It's this.
Yeah, throw in some words that you think that there's nothing or there's a bad translation or there is no literal translation to English and let us talk about it. Yeah. We'll bring it up on the show.
Well, that was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. This Chinese English thing might work out after all. What do you think, listeners? Did you enjoy this one? Let us know. But Julia, thank you for coming. This was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, one last thing. Julia, if people want to get in touch with you, maybe they're in Shanghai looking for apartments or wherever, what's the best way to find you?
Oh, I have an official WeChat account. 我有个公众号, Julia Service. Julia's, 中间一个空格, Service. Julia Service. You can find me there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Julia. I'm Justin.
I'm Howie.
And I'm not, I'm 馋 a little bit. I'm Eric.
Dude, of all people, you are the most tan.
Yeah, I am. But that, maybe that's just
and,
hunger.
And tan.
And tan. No, no, no. He's tan.
And I'm hungry.
Because I feel like Eric can always eat. Like, he's just, anytime. Mm. He just had dinner. We're talking about something food. He's like, I'll have some. Like, should we get some? Like, you're always like that, right? So, I feel that you have that. But anyway, you are tan.
Once again, that was Julia. I'm Justin.
I'm Howie.
I'm Eric.
All right. Be good. Be well.
Peace.